Perhaps the most powerful knowing you could possess in this life is to truly know yourself. This knowledge forms an anchor to all you do and allows you to play the role you were truly designed for and remove the suffocating mask that you've hidden behind all these years, even when you didn't know you were wearing it. It's not your fault. We all begin life as the curtain rises with our sense of self hidden from view, and our culture doesn't help by emphasizing only rational knowledge while denying the inner knowing required to comprehend the most valuable perceptions. Thus, you grow through your life experiencing trials and triumphs while slowly putting the pieces together as the script rolls along, steadily revealing the heart and soul of each character. But you don't only find yourself, you also design and create yourself. The stage of life is a work in progress, and all future lines are waiting to be written. This liberating truth that all the world's a stage and we are merely players gives you the freedom to choose what roles you will play. If you don't like the script you've been living, you may revise it at any moment. Self-knowledge protects you from doubt. It strengthens your courage and determination to succeed by revealing undiscovered potential. It draws out your best inner beauty and draws others to you. An unexpected benefit of self-knowledge is that it not only makes you less vulnerable to manipulation and peer pressure, it also makes you less likely to try to control others. Thanks to the sense of confidence and steadiness that emerges from knowing who you truly are, you tend to let others be themselves as well, and not rely on them to fill your needs, your inner gaps that people fruitlessly try to fill with externalities. So how does this happen? How can you come to know thyself so that you can, above all, as Shakespeare so wisely advised, be true to that self? Well, it can occur at varying depths, but only the deepest are the most empowering. On the surface, you can gather data about yourself like what you do or have done, what you like, and what you possess, or how you look. Ironically, these least valuable clues as to who you are, because they're most readily observed, are most commonly used to measure other people. Don't cheat yourself by stopping your search there, in knowing yourself or anyone else, for that matter. Somewhat deeper down, you can observe your feelings, desires, tendencies, and talents. Strive to determine which of these traits are permanent and which may be only temporary, and built atop fears and limiting beliefs which can be eliminated. The deepest level of identity cannot be observed by mere observation. Certainly your core self contributes to what you do, feel, and believe, but those, at best, can only reveal 2-3% of your true self. To discover your true self, it helps to have a mirror. You can try this with an actual mirror if you like. Stare deeply into your own eyes and wait for impressions to rise to the surface. But it works better to gaze into someone else's eyes. Simply look, clear your mind the best you can. Don't fight your thoughts, just let them pass by, and wait. Eventually, you will notice intuitive impressions appear, thoughts accompanied by emotion or a sense of comfortable inner pressure. If you're brave enough to not totally freak out or turn everything into a joke to dodge the discomfort of such extreme vulnerability, this experience will probably work beyond your expectations. You may not understand the impressions at first, and that's okay. The impressions are a right brain experience, and it can take a little time for your left brain to interpret them. By learning to see and understand others, you will better be able to comprehend and see yourself. Describe to each other your impressions once they've grown clear enough. Try to sense what the other person is talking about as they describe their impressions to you. When you're new to this soul reading experience, as it's often called, it's easy to make two mistakes. The first is to jump to conclusions, to think you understand your impressions before they've completely clarified in your mind. The second is called projecting and refers to seeing something in your partner that actually describes yourself. In this case, there's a good chance that you're recognizing a trait that both of you share, as shared traits are most readily observed. The most common observations relate to a person's positive character traits because deep, deep down, that's all that exists. More specific observations may include perceptions and specifics about life, like having a close relationship with one's mother. Even more specific impressions could include thoughts, desires, fears, and old wounds. You may experience these as visualizations that you are left to interpret, like a dark forest that represents fear or loneliness or opportunity, depending on the accompanying emotion. This realm is where our work often focuses, since this is where people most often need help. One of the most rewarding aspects of our work is experiencing the unique greatness of every soul while releasing heavy darkness and replacing it with light and clarity. Don't hesitate to contact us if you could use our assistance. Don't worry if you're unsure whether you actually sensed an impression or imagined or already knew it. If it came accompanied by a related emotion, you probably succeeded. If not, you can always try again later or with someone else. With practice, you no longer need to look anyone in the eye to sense their true self. If you tell us the name of someone you know on the other side of the world, for example, we can probably describe some of that person's traits to you. Making eye contact and getting familiar with this intuitive connection between people is one of the most valuable skills that other cultures are familiar with, but our culture tends to avoid. So why not give it a try and enjoy the meaningful sense of connection and satisfaction as you learn to understand who you truly are, a brilliant star that has been hidden behind your mind's idea of who you are all this time.